From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Arizona's controversial immigration law goes into effect tomorrow, but NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that a federal judge has blocked implementation of its most contentious provisions.
Judge Susan Bolton prevented from going into effect the law's requirement that police arrest and hold immigrants detained for any offense until their status is determined, and she likewise blocked a provision requiring immigrants to carry their papers. Under these provisions, she said, there's a substantial likelihood that legal resident aliens would be wrongly arrested. And until these significant issues are resolved by the court, she said, the provision cannot take effect. The overall law, minus the controversial provisions, however, will go into effect tomorrow. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is expected to sign legislation designed to reduce disparities in convictions for rock and powder forms of cocaine. Current law mandates the same punishment for someone caught with an ounce of crack as for a person convicted of having 100 times more powder cocaine. The new law reduces that ratio to about 18 to 1. Critics say the old law led to harsher sentencing for crack offenders, mostly black, than for people caught with powder cocaine, who are mostly white. President Obama is urging Congress to pass pending tax cuts and aid for small businesses for the good of the country. NPR Scott Horsley reports that the president took his message to a sandwich shop in Edison, New Jersey.
President Obama met for lunch with a group of small business owners, then called on the Senate to okay tax breaks and a $30 billion loan fund designed to encourage more small business credit.
This is as American as apple pie. Small businesses are the backbone of our economy.
Mr. Obama told GOP lawmakers this week the small business incentives are the kind of measures Republicans typically support. He wants lawmakers to pass the measure before they leave for their August recess. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A federal jury is deliberating the fate of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. NPR's David Shaper reports that jurors are deciding whether Blagojevich misused his office for personal gain.
The jury is sorting through a complex case that includes 2 months' worth of testimony about 28 separate counts charged against two defendants, including the former governor's brother, Robert Blagojevich. As he left the federal courts building downtown Chicago, Rod Blagojevich told reporters, now we can only wait on the deliberations of the 12 jurors.
They're now the ones who will decide and make the decision. Patty and I have great confidence and faith in their judgment, their common sense, and their decency.
Blagojevich then added that his fate is now in God's hands. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A report that orders for durable goods fell last month sent U.S. stocks lower today. The Dow fell 39 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 23. This is NPR News. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is ordering furloughs for thousands of state workers. Beginning next month, employees will have to take 3 unpaid days off per month. The move comes just weeks after another furlough period ended. It also follows Schwarzenegger's failed attempts to impose pay cuts, pending a resolution of the state's $19 billion budget deficit. California Comptroller John Chung is threatening to issue IOUs in August or September if the budget impasse continues. The world's oceans appear to be producing less food for fish and many other animals that live in the sea. As NPR's Richard Harris explains, plankton that form the base of the marine food chain appear to be in decline.
Microscopic plants called phytoplankton are the food stuff that just about everything in the ocean ultimately depends upon, including the fish that we eat. A study in Nature magazine finds that phytoplankton has been in decline for the past century. In particular, there seems to be 40% less of it now in the Northern Hemisphere than there was in 1950. That apparently means less food for fish, turtles, dolphins, and so on. And the cause appears to be global warming. As the ocean surface warms up, less nutrient-rich water rises up from below. So the phytoplankton aren't growing as well as they used to. Scientists can't say exactly what impact this is having on marine life, but they are deeply concerned about this long-term trend. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A 1,400-acre wildfire is threatening about 150 homes in Kern County, California, near the Mojave Desert. The blaze in the Tehachapi Mountains has destroyed about 25 buildings so far. It is about 25% contained. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.